flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's about him saying no to you. It's like, really? We've all had that moment where a specific person from that you were going after said no to you, and you're like, "You're saying no to me?
Yeah,
really? How down bad I am?
Right? It's almost like it's not you, it's me. The George is. If anyone, it's me. Right? You're damn right, it is. I think of that
That's
all the time.
Exactly it.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. We got Mike Bacsik from 105.3 The Fan in Dallas joining us here momentarily. And Mike, just a huge, huge sports fan, and a Dallas sports fan, obviously, being from that market. And I just wonder his feelings and thoughts, because you sent it in the chat, Joe Shasky. People losing their minds.
Felt bad.
Like, we think Warriors fans are freaking out right now. Imagine how Dallas Mavericks fans are freaking out right now. I kind of feel for them right now, but I don't think the hope is lost this season, but the future. That's what you look forward to, right? The future. You want to have your franchise in the best hands possible for not just 2 or 3 years, because that's kind of what this feels like, but for the 5, 10 years and after that. And right now, they kind of put an expiration date on themselves within these next couple of years with Kyrie, with AD, who are both 32, 33, respectively. But let's get to Mike Bacsik as he joins us, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Mike, what's going on, man? You're on with the Spadoni and Shasky. How's the last 48 hours been for you?
Man, pathetic. Bonte Hill's out, so we got a new guy, huh?
Hey, Bonte, he's still at the station. He's still at the station. He's taking an expanded role with NBC over there on the television side, and we're so happy for him. He's going to be joining us here on the Morning Roast every Friday at 9. Still be part of the station, doing some fill-ins here and there. But he's still part of the station. But, yeah, I am now part of the Morning Roast. I'm Joe Spadoni, and nice to talk to you, Mike.
Awesome, Joe. Well, congratulations, and this is the worst nightmare come true. I hate the Lakers more than any sports franchise in sports, and the Mavericks traded Luka, which I'm not opposed to. I want to make this clear. I'm not opposed to trading Luka. I see all of his faults. He's still unbelievably great, but I know he does not care about cardio. He does not care about practice. He does not care about defense. Those are things that are tough to overcome. And at times he shows you that, and you're like, oh my gosh, if he wanted to, he could be the best player in the NBA. Not the best defensive player, but the best overall player. He has that ability, and he refuses to get that out of himself. And still doing that, he's consecutively 5 times in a row an NBA all-NBA first teamer. But the Mavericks, I think, made the worst trade in sports history. De'Aaron Fox got 3 first-round picks and Zach LaVine, and you got a guy who's consistently hurt and 1 first-round pick. Worst trade in sports history.
Mike, I don't understand. Well, first off, like, the second you saw it come across your timeline, because I was at a crab feed, my head exploded. My nephew showed it to me. I go, ah, that's not real. Like, I literally told him there's no way that that's real. And then I started looking on the internet, and I go to myself, there's no way this is real. And the champs is like, this is real. What went through your head the second you saw that this was real?
I was in bed. Remember, I'm in Central Time. So I was almost asleep, and my son was coming home from a thing that he was out to. And he calls me, says, are you kidding me? And I'm like, what? Like, at first, I'm nervous about him driving and being 16. And I'm like, well, what's going on? Like, he goes, the Mavericks traded Luka. And I'm like, no, they didn't. Shut up. And he's like, traded him to the Lakers for Anthony Davis. I'm like, this is a stupid joke. You got to make it at least, like more believable. And who are you following? Like, what Nimrod be following that you're believing this on social media? And he's like, are you kidding me? You don't know this? Like, turn on YouTube, do something. Like, I'm not lying, Dad. And I'm like, so I turn on the television, hit YouTube, search Luka, and I see like 5 or 6 people going live with this trade. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And then I'm thinking, this isn't good, but you know how trades sometimes, like, it takes 30 minutes for all the details to come out. So the Mavericks are gaining 2 first-round picks also from Utah Jazz or something. Like, no, 1 first-round pick and Anthony Davis. Good luck, guys.
Hosts KNC Masterpiece from 10 to 2 p.m. on our sister station out in Dallas, 105.3 The Fan. Mike Bassick, kind enough to join us here, just getting the Dallas perspective on all this as, yeah, Luka Doncic, Joe Shasky is a Los Angeles Laker. I just can't believe it.
It's crazy. So, Mike, like, when I think of the Dallas Mavericks, I think of Dirk. I guess to a lesser degree, Jason Kidd, you know, Rolando Blackman. How beloved is Luka as a player for the Dallas Mavericks for this fan base? Because you guys made one of the great draft day trades of all time and ended up being a juggernaut. And he's got to be a financial cash cow for that area and for this team.
Yeah, you have to understand, and I'll get to this in a second, the Adelsons, the new owners, don't care at all about the NBA or money because they have more money than God. But when it comes to Luka, yeah, my kid's like, who do I like root for now? Or who? I'm like, I guess Derek Lively, that he develops into something special. He has a child's body, so I do love him as a player, but he's always hurt because his body hasn't developed into a man yet. With this, yeah, everybody is – they're going to lose 30% of their fan base. They're going to lose a lot of season ticket holders. This isn't a, hey, we just support the Mavericks no matter what. The Rangers, the Mavs, and the Stars have to win or they lose – support. I think this is maybe the death of the Mavericks franchise. I was there when it all went to hell in 1990-ish, when Roy Tarpley was a drug addict and Mark Aguirre asked out. And you got 5,000 people in the building at Reunion Arena on a consistent basis. The only time it would ever sell out was for the Lakers or for the Bulls. And it's going to happen again. And I think that might be the overall plan here is the Adelsons want gambling in Texas. They want a new arena with a casino next to it. And I don't think it's going to happen in Texas. I just don't think the lawmakers are going to do it. So when the Mavs don't have their picks in 27, 28, 29, and 30, those are all gone. So if this goes bad, it doesn't matter. They can't even rebuild. All those picks go to other teams. So when that happens, and then in 2030, when the lease is up here in Dallas, the Adelsons are going to go, nobody's showing up. We can't get the state of Texas to do gambling. We can't get any city here in Dallas-Fort Worth to give us $500 million to split the cost of the new arena. We're going to Las Vegas.
Wow. That's kind of a bomb you just dropped on us there, Mike, that this literally is a franchise death move, if you will. Like, and I was kind of like joking, saying like Nico Harrison and Jason Kidd kind of put their own expiration date on the next few seasons, right? Because you can sell Luka for the next 5 to 10 years. But if this doesn't work out in the next couple of years, as you mentioned, it's a wrap. And listen, Kyrie can opt out after this season, correct?
Yeah. Yes, and I don't, from what I understand, I don't know this factually. From what I understand, rumors is he walked out of a room where he was getting a workout or treatment and walked out when he saw it on his phone and said, what the F are we doing?
So, Mike, like, I watched the video with Jason Kidd and the GM.
Nico Harrison.
Thank you. It looked like Jason Kidd was in a hostage video, and I'm not trying to, you know, make light of hostage videos, but he did not look like he was thrilled. Do they just hate this guy, or is this all financially driven? Because I know that there's some TV revenue stuff with Bally's, you know, that was the local television broadcast partner, and I know that that entire company went under, and there's a lot, baseball and basketball, there's a lot of teams that are like counting their chickens right now, and they don't want to dip into the luxury tax, and if you pay a guy $350 million, it's really difficult to field the team without dipping into the tax. How much of this was they just can't stand the guy? How much of this was the money? And how much of this was them just pretending like they can win a championship with Anthony Davis right now?
Well, first, just to make sure, and you guys can look this up, the Adelson family, the family that bought the team from Mark Cuban, Mark Cuban's like a 5-7% owner. They have maybe five times the amount of money of Jerry Jones. Like, it's money's no issue for them. They didn't buy this team for NBA. They bought this team for casinos in Texas. So this has nothing to do with financial stuff. I do think Nico might be making a move going, I don't like Luka. There might be some issues. I don't want to speculate, but there might be some issues that end up coming out over time that he has. But he does not care about defense. He intentionally lost game three in the NBA Finals because emotionally he can't handle adversity still at 24, 25 years old. He's unbelievable as a player, but there are things that he's just immature. He's fat. He's out of shape. He doesn't care about practice, and he's still this good. That's the crazy thing, is how good he is without caring a lot about the things that you would think you have to care about. But I understand why you trade him. I know that one of his favorite coaches is in Orlando. I'm throwing this out. You don't think you could get like Jalen Suggs, Paolo Banchero, and a first round pick in the Orlando Magic? Or like, we just got Luka Doncic.
We totally agree with you. Keep going.
Yeah, the Houston Rockets could go. We got five first-round picks in Jalen Green. We'll take Luka and see if we can win a championship with this 25-year-old. Like, there were so many trades you could have made. Like, we talked about last year, like, would you trade Luka for Giannis? And it's like a 50-50 debate. And would Milwaukee ever do that? Probably not. But we don't – like, would you trade him for Ja Morant and Jalen Jackson? Like, those are real conversations where you could have about Luka. That's why 29 teams are like, are you kidding me? Like, I know Steph Curry is a legend in San Francisco, Golden State forever, rightfully so, one of the greatest players in NBA history. Right now, I'm going to ask you guys this question. If the Mavericks called up and said, we want Steph Curry and a first-round pick for Luka Doncic, do you guys say no?
I am doing that deal, but I don't know how many Warrior fans are. I would do it.
I understand. Even
as much as it would pain me, I would do it in a heartbeat because I have the next guy for the next decade.
Thanks for producing the rest of our show, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real question when you look at what in the world were they doing? Even if you think Luka has major issues off the court, has major issues defensively on the court, has major issues with teammates off the court and possibly at times on the court because of his lack of care on defense. All right, how many teams are willing to give you 5 to 8 first-round picks or 4 first-round picks and 2 premium prospects? I know he probably doesn't want to play in Utah. Utah has a zillion picks. You could have been like, this works out financially, by the way. Give us Lauri Markkanen and 5 first-round picks. You guys have like 12 in the next 6 years because of your Donovan Mitchell trade and Rudy Gobert trade. Like, does Utah go, hey, can we convince Luka to be here and build a team around Luka? Like, these are once-in-a-lifetime players where you get 10 years of making the playoffs for free. Remember, Luka in his second year. Look at what Wimby's doing. Luka in his second year with a bunch of trash made the NBA playoffs and took the Clippers with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. He took them to game 7. That was second year in the league at 19 years old. He's already made a conference finals, got hammered by Golden State, but made the conference finals. Last year made the NBA finals in year 6 in the NBA at age 24. I mean, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is older than Luka. People forget this, and I get Oklahoma City has a very young team. Shea Gilgeous is older than Luka Doncic.
It's insane. Hey, Mike, man, we appreciate it. We're up against it here, but don't worry.
Yeah.
Baseball season's right around the corner, brother.
I'm hugging you through the phone, buddy.
Yeah, I know. Enjoy the NBA. I'm done.
There you go. That's Mike Bassick.
There is something about the fans.
From 10 to 2. Go ahead.
There is something about, like, the fans – I want to get into all that. And then he brought up a great question that you and I were kind of kicking around. Like, if you had to, hypothetically, trade, you know, Curry for the next 10 years of Luka, I don't know how many Warrior fans are doing that. I think I'm doing it. I'm not sure how many other are.
That's what's coming up on the game, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Safety on roads and freeways starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change for all vehicle types. Friendly technicians check fluids, wipers, lights, tires, and more while you stay in your own vehicle. Locations, coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Appreciate you, Steve Kerr. Warriors back in action tonight, taking on the Orlando Magic. I'm sure the players, the coaches, everyone's going to have some thoughts on the biggest trade, maybe in the history of sports, that happened over the weekend. Luka Doncic is now a Los Angeles Laker. Anthony Davis is a Dallas Maverick. We just had Mike Bacsik on. Last segment, if you missed any of that interview, Mike Bacsik, who hosts the KC Masterpiece Show from 10 to 2 p.m. on our sister station, 105.3 The Fan, he thought it was a franchise killer move for the Dallas Mavericks. And he went so far to say that they might be moving to Las Vegas because of this move. Sounded insane, but the way he kind of broke it all down kind of sounded reasonable at the end of it. I was like, oh my God, this could actually happen. So if you missed any of that, download the Odyssey app, favorite 95.7 The Game, where you can listen to us, Spadoni and Shasky, every single day on the free Odyssey app and thousands of other stations. Also, you want to download that because you want a chance to shoot hoops at Chase Center, right? I mean, who doesn't want to do that? Well, we're giving you that opportunity with the 95.7 The Game knockout tournament. Yes, it is back. We're going to be giving out a keyword sometime between 8 o'clock and 8:30, be listening, 8 o'clock to 8:30, so the next hour, you're going to hear a keyword that I'm going to give out. And when you hear that keyword, you're going to hold on to it in your brain, and then the next segment, we're going to have Jerry Rice on, and then after that, we're going to be playing a sounder. Then you're going to call in, I'm going to give out the contest line, you're going to give that keyword, and if you're 18 years old and you live in California, well, then you're going to be shooting hoops at Chase Center Monday, March 3rd. So I can't wait for that. And it's happening all day. So if you don't miss it, and, you know, if you miss it this morning and you have something to do, be listening to Steiny and Goo and Willard and Dibs. They'll also give you some opportunities to shoot hoops at Chase Center, Joe Shasky.
Chili, I've been thinking about this long and hard, right? And there aren't a lot of metaphors that I think ring true. You know, unfortunately, I've been a part of a couple of different issues with, you know, someone passing away, and there's an estate, and there's a group of people in the family that have to come to an agreement on selling, let's just say, a house, right? For example, you know, I'm using a loose example. Your grandfather, your grandmother lived in this house for 60, 70 years. They bought it for $2,000.
Sure.
And now the house is worth a mil and a half, right? And you've got all these aunts and uncles, and everybody wants to, hey, no one wants to buy the house. We're going to sell it on the open market. We all want the money. We want to divide the money. You owe it to the rest of the family members in there to get the most amount of money on said property, because no one's going to keep it in the house. So you realize, hey, none of the aunts and uncles wants to buy it at face value. So we're just going to put it out on the open market, and we're going to take as many bids as we possibly can, and we're going to try to drive the price up so we can get the maximum return on it.
Sure.
That's smart. Like, that's smart when it comes to maximizing your return. The equivalent to what the Mavericks did was, all right, we've got this estate, we've got this home that we're going to sell, but we're not going to put it on the open market. We're going to talk to our real estate agent, and we're going to say, hey, do you know anybody who might be interested in this house? And they're like, yeah, I've got one bidder, one person who would want that house. And whatever that bidder wanted is what you're going to sell it for. It's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. Once you realize that you want to sell the house, okay, it's over. You put it on the market, and you get as much as you possibly can, because now once you've made the determination you don't want that home, you owe it to yourself and everyone else in the family to get maximum return. In this situation, the Dallas Mavericks knew internally, we want to get rid of Luka. And they can make all the arguments that they want that, well, once we didn't want it to get out, because then it would, what? It would what? You were done with him. You were done with him. You should have told the entire league. You should have put a huge billboard. Luka's out the door. You owe it to your team, the players, and the fans to get maximum value on the return. I don't understand why they were quiet and they only went to one team, to Dell. It's one of the dumbest business decisions of all time.
Well, it just sounds, again, and I tweeted this out, and you can follow me at Spadoni underscore Joe on X or Twitter, whatever the hell you want to call it these days. And I was like, well, why just one person you talk to? I get it, you're homies with Rob Pelinka, and you know, you guys are tight, and you guys go way back. If you're Nico Harrison, the GM of the Dallas Mavericks, why just the team, and why just one first round pick? Like, and I get it, it's not a like for like thing, but the fact that Rudy Gobert went for 5 first round picks,
that's crazy.
Rudy Gobert is not the player of a Luka Doncic,
but has the
not
CBA,
even close.
I agree. Has the new CBA completely changed the algorithm of these trades?
Sure, but also, if that's the case, like, and let's say, just for hypothetical reasons, Luka just wanted to go to the Lakers. Okay, make him wait till the summertime.
Yeah, squeeze them.
And squeeze them for at least a couple more first-round picks.
Totally agree.
And you'll see what happens there. Like this notion that you couldn't have got more for Luka if you just had waited, I'm not buying it. I know you're not buying it. And I keep going back to the Warriors on this one. And if you're a Warriors fan, I want to hear from you at 888-957-9570. The fact that the Warriors weren't even in on this deal, and Mike Bacsik brought it up last segment, you know, he asked Warriors fans, he dared them to say, you know what, if you could have had Luka Doncic for Stephen Curry in a first-round pick, would you have done that? And I'm having a very difficult time wrapping my head around saying, no, I would not have done that. I want to hear the reasons why you don't do that.
Emotions. He's a legend.
You can't do business deals with emotions.
No, I know, but this is different. So Steph is in a different stratosphere than other players. Look, I hear the emotions on a Kevon Looney. I'm not trying to say that people don't have an attachment to him. They do. But there's levels to emotional attachment. I don't view Robbie Thompson the same way I view Barry Bonds for baseball. I don't view Jeff Garcia the way I view Joe Montana. I certainly don't view, you know, Michael Crabtree the way I view Jerry Rice. And in this particular instance, I'm not viewing Andrew Wiggins or even Draymond Green to a lesser extent the way I view Steph Curry. Steph Curry is the greatest player in franchise history. So to move him, it would take crazy consideration and compensation. And yeah, the next 10 years of Luka over whatever the next year or two or three of Steph Curry, yeah, an unemotional fan is like, yeah, sign me up for Luka, blah, blah, blah. There's no guarantee you win anything with him. And I don't want to see Steph wear another uniform. Mm. That being said, I would probably do the deal. But I don't think a lot of Warrior fans would agree with me on that.
888-957-9570. If you had the choice, Warriors fans, if you could have gotten Luka Doncic for Stephen Curry in a first-round pick, would you have done that? 888-957-9570. Because that's basically what the Lakers just said. They just said, you know what? Maybe we'll take a step back this year. Maybe next year. But you know what? We got our franchise guy. We got our superstar guy that's going to attract other people to come play with him. It's going to attract customers. It's attract other fan bases. It's going to attract a lot more money and eyeballs to us right now. Hell, again, we keep mentioning it. It's Super Bowl week and we're talking about this. That's the wow factor in all of this.
Yeah.
Not only is the Luka Doncic the player, but it's the teams that are involved. It's Anthony Davis, another Hall of Famer. It's the Los Angeles brand. It's the Dallas Mavericks, who are, listen, they're no slouches themselves. Dallas Mavericks have won titles.
Yeah.
Dallas Mavericks were in the finals last year. That's a major market we're talking about in all this. They have Kyrie Irving. Hell, they have Klay Thompson on the team, and I wonder how Klay's feeling about all this. Like, I know he spoke yesterday, and he was like, yeah, it was. I had to laugh a little bit. He's like, yeah, you know, it was really good to play those 22 games with Luka Doncic. That's all it was. Played 22 games with them, and I wonder if he's left scratching his head.
But even if you like, so let's say from the Mavericks perspective, we love Anthony Davis. All right. Yeah, you love Anthony Davis. But do you not understand how a transaction works? He's 6 years older than Luka.
He's going to be 32.
All right. And when I look at marketability in terms of like the brand moving forward, like, I'm sorry, Luka's star power is significantly bigger than Anthony Davis's. You might love Anthony Davis, the player, right? And in this equation, hey, that's the only guy we want, and I get that. You should still squeeze more first-rounders out of them. And that's why if you have more bidders, you're going to get teams throwing things at you because they understand there are other people making offers. We have to give a blow-away offer. We can't just give any offer. No. And it felt like they took the first offer.
The first offer, and yet, as you mentioned, I don't even know if there were other offers on the table. It sounded like the only other offers were from the third team. Right? Because I keep forgetting. There was a third team involved in this with like a salary dumps-wise with the Utah Jazz, Jalen Hitchefino. Yeah, no one knows. You don't know who he is. Just some nobody on the Lakers that they just needed to get rid of.
What's his name again?
Jalen Hitchefino.
Okay, yeah.
Not gonna.
He could come into this room, shake my hand, and tell me his name is what?
Jalen Hitchefino.
And I would say, yeah. Sure. What kind of work do you do?
That guy. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
What is he, 6'6"? What is, how big is he?
Let's see. His measurables on Jalen Hitchefino, I am not sure. I know he's a point guard out of Indiana. He is, 6'5". He's a big guy.
Yeah.
6'5". Carter's still taller than him, though.
Yeah.
Jimmy's out in Bayview. He wants to discuss that hypothetical trade. 888-957-9570. Luka Doncic for Stephen Curry in a first rounder. Would you have done that, Dub Nation? What's going on, Jimmy? You're on with Spadoni and Chasky. It's the Morning Roast.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, great first show. Great. You got a lot of material to cover. In a heartbeat. In a heartbeat, I would take Doncic. We would have Doncic for 10, 12 more years. And where's Mark Cuban in this whole thing, this great businessman? I believe he still is in charge of the basketball side of things. How can Mark Cuban sign off on this? That's who we should be hammering. Right now,
he's only got a small percentage ownership of the team. He sold a big chunk of the team. He's kind of like, how would I put this? He's not even like a minority owner. He's like a very, very, very small percentage owner, only in name. Like, and that's really it. He's really divested his entire share of the team.
And he was started in doing the campaign. He was going to be a part of Kamala Harris during the whole campaign thing. He was a part of that whole thing. So he's kind of been out on the Dallas Mavericks when it comes to the X's and O's and all the machinations of the GM side.
He's been fighting with Elon Musk online. And, yeah. I mean, that's
what I mean, look at you guys. You just lost Fonte, all NBA player. And now you've got Spadoni coming in, G League MVP.
Thank you. Hey. I appreciate it. I'll do that.
I was scared sure of where that was going to go.
Hey, Jimmy, you know what? You're not wrong.
MVP, I love
Matt Nahegan is taking
that.
A gamble right now.
I love
that. He's taking a gamble as Jimmy and Bayview. I'm not going to hate it. That's a great point. And you know what? If I'm the Dallas Mavericks right now, I try to maximize these 3 years. And if I win a title this year, then it's whatever.
Well, I think the only way Nico protects himself, like this is the reality. It's like you have to win a title in the next couple of years. There's no other way. You're getting ran out of town.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just like, come on, guys. Like, let's just call it what it is. You have to win a champion. When you make a move of this magnitude and you move a player this popular, this young, this good, even if you hate his guts, the only way to win the deal publicly is to win a championship.
Well, just think about the last ones that have all failed with big trades, right? And I think Kevin Durant's been involved in a few of them. And you go to the Clippers with Paul George. All of those failed miserably. The Suns have since failed. Like, that hasn't worked. The Brooklyn Nets, they were in cap hell for a while, with James Harden, Kyrie, KD, it didn't work. There's a good chance this doesn't work for the Dallas Mavericks. There's a great chance it doesn't work. But if it does, I think you just need to get to an NBA Finals at the very least to say, you know what, if I was Nico Harrison, we got there again, it didn't work, maybe we lost to the Celtics again, is what it is. But to your point, there is no way, if I'm the Dallas Mavericks fan base, that this is ever going to be okay with me.
Well, no,
I'm a fan right now, there's zero, you can't spin this at all.
Well, they're going to. Like, what we're going to hear in the next couple of weeks is going to be, to a small degree, it happened with certain people like Clay, for example. Like, after he left, it's like, hey, you know, tried to come at him a couple of times and explain to him what the role might be changing. And I don't think that was deliberate on the Warriors' behalf. I just think that, you know, people get insights and they hear things and they wait to get rid of it. You will get some spin. And there's going to be, like, that's the part I'm most fascinated about is, what do they know about Luka that we don't know currently today?
Sorry, say it one more time.
I said, what do they know about Luka, the Dallas Mavericks, that we don't know today? And what are they going to say about Luka moving forward?
Well, Mike was kind of stepping around it. He's like, you know, I heard from some people, I'm not going to say, like, certain, like, relationships with certain players, yada, yada, yada.
And he must be a huge jerk.
Like, that's kind of what I'm getting at.
Yeah, look, that's what, yeah, you know.
But that being said, he was in the NBA Finals last year being a jerk.
So let's take it to the...
You don't have to be a nice guy. You don't have to get along with your teammates. We've seen champions do that time in and time out. I mean, yes!
Let's take it to the extreme, right? Like, I'm not going to suggest that Luka's doing this stuff, but I never believed that the Houston Texans had no idea that Deshaun Watson wasn't the greatest person off the field. That's just my belief, okay? I have nothing other than my own intuition of just living life where you kind of got a clue of who's good, who's bad. Like, if you're with someone every day for years on end, like, you get insights into who they are. Now, you never truly know, but these are corporations that hire investigators and they have people involved with the company. They had some indication, and they couldn't wait to get rid of that guy. And then everything started coming out afterwards. Now, again, that's criminal, right? He was accused of criminal things. I don't know if it's to that degree, but I am very interested to hear what they have to say about Luka. Brian Windhorst talked about this. I don't know if we got that sound, but Brian Windhorst is basically saying, and I'm paraphrasing here, like, what do they know about this guy behind the scenes? Like, he must be pretty intolerable.
He said there was a quote from an NBA All-Star that texted him, said the Dallas Mavericks really must have hated Luka.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that was what the quote is.
But
from
I guess
Brian
the
Horst,
other part of this is, and I think in the NBA, you can be a jerk if you're outstanding. Clearly, he was such a big jerk or something that they said, all right, tolerance over talent.
Exactly. I was going to say talent versus tolerance. It's the ever-ending question right there. We've seen that many a times with the San Francisco 49ers, the San Francisco Giants. It goes on, it goes on, it goes on. And we're talking about right here, 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text. Would you do that deal if it meant giving up Stephen Curry and a couple first-round picks maybe for a Luka Doncic? Would you have done that, Dub Nation? Jimmy and Bayview does it. I think Joe Shasky and I both do it, but there's a lot more nuance to
but,
it. Because
I would also pause a lot. It's not a move that you make like without hesitation.
You're also talking about giving up a guy, and we've been talking about ad nauseum, a guy that's a potential jerk for one of the nicest players ever. Like, one of the good people And like, and there, you can't say enough about that. What he meant for the community. I'm not here to say that Luka doesn't do good things in the Dallas community, because his dad was on, I think, a Slovenian talk show yesterday. His father was speaking about all the good that he sees his son do in the community when it comes to charities, when it comes to visiting hospitals, when it comes to donating mm-hmm. in his time. And I don't think we get enough of that stuff. I know that, you know, the NBA cares and the NFL cares. Like, they put up commercials and we kind of do.
I don't believe the NFL cares.
Well, no, but that's what they promote,
yeah,
right?
No,
like,
I agree.
The Walter Payton Man of the Year stuff, like, we have that. And it's a symbol of pride. You wear it on your jerseys, and they're going to be giving up that. They're going to give out that before the Super Bowl. Like, that's a big thing. And I don't know if Luka Doncic, you know, maybe he's a bad teammate, but I know what Stephen Curry is as a teammate. So that's why I do pause. He's one of the great teammates, but I'm also learning this about Steph these last few years specifically, and we heard his comments recently when it comes to, like, the NBA Twitter, you know, GMs mm-hmm. telling them to shut up. You know, I don't know how hands-on he is when it comes to being with Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob. Yeah, he signs off on things, but I know he's not LeBron. I know he's not some of these guys. He's not Kevin Durant. When every single thing it feels like they're involved with, I am curious to see what his response would be, because I have a feeling if Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy approached him and said, you know what, Steph, I compare you with Kyrie Irving right now and your old pal Klay Thompson in Dallas, and maybe you have a better opportunity to win there, would you do it? Would Steph say no? That's another thing in all this.
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know. See, just like, I've talked about this, like, when it comes to your profession. Your algorithm is different than my algorithm, yeah. right? So, for example, people always say, Joe, if you had a chance to go to ESPN, you would do it. I would not move to Connecticut for a couple hundred grand a year over whatever I'm making now. I would not do that. No, my family is here. I want to stay here. For other people that maybe don't have their family attachment here, they might go for an extra amount of money, right? Like, that's up to them, you know? And in this one, Steph has everything you could ever want. So at this point, I don't know what his algorithm is. Is winning one more, you know, championship, does that supersede ripping his children out of school and moving? And even though he's comfortable here and he wants to stay in one uniform, like, I don't know where he's at in his career. Like, Klay Thompson, for example, you know, he doesn't have a significant other. He doesn't have children. You know, his algorithm is different than what Steph's is right now. You know, like, I'm just using him as a guy who kind of left.
Well, it's a good point, because the next guy in all this, the next domino people thought when they immediately saw this trade, I saw it from Warriors fans immediately, and you even said it, is LeBron available? Is LeBron,
first thing I thought
is
of.
Is LeBron here? Well, I kind of think about LeBron. I was like, the reason he's in L.A. and the reason he got Bronny and his whole family's there, his son still plays high school basketball there, I would have a hard time seeing LeBron want to get traded. Just like Steph, we're talking about this, I would have a hard time seeing LeBron wanting to leave his family in Los Angeles. Sure, is the team better right now? Are the Los Angeles Lakers a better team after this trade? I'm not sure. I haven't seen it yet. Luka is not playing. He's been hurt. I know the Lakers just won in New York without Anthony Davis, so we'll see. But here's
this trade for them, just real quick.
Yeah.
This trade is not for now. This trade for them is whatever you do this year,
it's
fine.
After LeBron.
Exactly. This is their plan is we're viewing it past LeBron.
But if you're LeBron now, it's like, do I stay here to help guide the torch, similar to Steph Curry? Do I stay here in this situation?
He's been there 7 years.
I know.
He was with Cleveland a grand total of 11.
I know.
Isn't that kind of crazy?
He might be remembered as a Laker, which is crazy.
Wow.
He might be remembered as a Laker when it's all said and done. He might be. Here's the sound that...
You think?
He might be at the end of it all. If he ushers in this new generation with Luka and with AD, you know, maybe we don't, but the next generation, they'll view him as that.
No doubt.
Like, we're never going to remember Michael Jordan as a wizard, because that's not even close. But
no.
LeBron's sneakily been in L.A. for a very long time.
Is Barry Bonds a pirate or a giant?
There you go. People in Pittsburgh would still remember him as a pirate.
You know, he spent 15 years with the Giants, but it's interesting.
Brian Windhorst on that Mavericks quote that we all heard over the weekend. This is from ESPN.
I had an all-star, current NBA all-star, text me and say, do you know how much the Mavericks must hate Luka? This is what they're talking about in the league. I've had veteran coaches text me and say they can't believe they saw this. They just have never seen anything like this. And Luka is 25 years old, okay? He is under contract for several more years, and this summer he is already eligible for a Supermax. I find it completely unbelievable that he would not sign that contract. This was not done because the Mavericks didn't think Luka wanted to be there. Even if he didn't sign that contract, you would have a whole year to figure it out. This was done because the Mavericks didn't think that going forward with Luka was best for their franchise.
That's crazy.
Which is insane. And to his point, this whole Supermax aspect of it, yeah, Luka had plenty of reasons to stay in Dallas because of the money and the dollar bills, all of that. He's not going to make nearly as much as he could have with the Lakers than he could have with the Dallas Mavericks, Joe Shasky. So, hey, I'm still just, there's parts of me that don't believe it still. Like, I have to see Luka play for the Lakers
it's
before.
Gonna be...
Him and LeBron next to each other, it's going to be crazy. Now, again, it is going to be funny once the basketball starts getting played, because I'm just imagining Austin Reeves, Luka Doncic, you know, LeBron James, Jackson Hayes, and then who else? Rui Hachimura. It's not going to be great defensively to watch that game, but maybe the Lakers make another trade. They only gave up one first-round pick, so they can still make some action. West Oakland Sam has some thoughts on the potential, and we're bringing up the hypothetical. If you could trade Stephen Curry for Luka Doncic, would you? 888-957-9570. West Oakland Sam has some thoughts on that hypothetical. What's going on, West Oakland Sam? You're on the Morning Roast, Spadoni and Chasky.
Okay, first of all, Spadoni, congratulations, man. You're living it up in life.
I appreciate you.
I love.
Thank you, man.
I got some love. Shout out to Deonda's in Mission, my favorite Italian pastry spot, that where you could find a lot of Ethiopians on Easter for us. So, hell no, I would never trade Steph Curry. Steph Curry is ours, man. That is like the one guy that is untradeable in the scenario. I can't wait for the 30 for 30 for this trade that they pulled off, because it was like, did you guys hear LeBron after the game? The first person he said was, we had to do everything because Anthony Davis is not playing. So I kind of feel the theory where LeBron didn't know, because a lot of things have to go through LeBron. But I remember after the Knicks game, the first thing he said was, we had to cover a lot of what Anthony Davis does, and he gave him a lot of tout. And in terms of the Warriors aspect, I don't think there's a bigger move that could top this for us, because now we got Jimmy Butler's out of the race, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the only next biggest name right now would be LeBron.
Zion doesn't do it so for you?
Yeah, what about Zion, West Oakland?
Zion. To be honest, I was talking to my friend over the weekend, and we were like, yo, Zion has the same issues that Luka has in terms of when, like, the weight issue and you know, everything. And we like to look at the Warriors as a place, as like a rehabilitation for players. And maybe Zion might do that out here, but I don't know if Zion could really fit with our system, because he is ball dominant himself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it would match with our system. You got to understand, you got to play within the system of Steve Kerr. And it doesn't work, bro. It doesn't work with Zion. Now, Vucevic, now that Zach LaVine is on the Kings, that doesn't work. That doesn't work for the Kings, because now the Kings, they get empty calories with Zach LaVine. What we need... The only player that I think that could match right now is probably Miles Turner. That's the only player that I think we could get. Bro.
Yeah, I don't think that resonates the way. The thing with Zion and Luka, we need to dispel something. Like, I think that Zion is a tremendous talent.
Yeah.
He came in 1 year after Luka did. He's played in an average of about 46 games a year.
It's not a fair comparison to Luka Doncic.
Now, look, he averages 25 points. He's a really good player. He's been an all-star twice. All right. Luka Doncic, just to give, he averages 67 games played in an 82-game season. He averages 29 points a game. All right. 8 rebounds, 8 assists. He's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, going to be 6 this year. 6-time all-star. With Rookie of the Year. Like, yes, Zion is a tremendous talent. Luka's a great player.
Yeah.
He's going to the Hall of Fame. A couple more years, he's a first ballot Hall of Fame.
I think he already is. I mean, given the Basketball Hall of Fame, you and I could play.
Sure.
You and I could play a cup of coffee and be Hall of Fames.
Yeah. And to be fair to Luka, he's dragged some pretty
I would say, mediocre to good teams pretty far in the playoffs. Yeah. Farther than I think a lot of other people would.
I mean, I'm thinking about that team that went up against the Warriors. It was him and Jalen Brunson in that series, and that was it. And Jalen Brunson didn't do anything.
And look, for all the conditioning talk, I'm going to say it again. His averages, he averages 67 games played of an 82-game season, 35 minutes a game. So, look, he might not be in the greatest shape physically for what people are looking for. Neither was Tony Gwynn. He's one of my favorite players of all time.
No, baseball a little different. You can be a little pudgy sure. and stuff like that.
But if he was missing 45 games a year, I'd be with you on that. If he missed a full season like Zion did, I'd be with you on that. Like, as bad as it's been, like, optic-wise, he does play a lot.
God, I'd much rather do the risk of a Zion, though, than the known and older player of Nikola Vucevic, which really, at this point, missing out on LaVine. I mean, it's not going to feel like this, but it kind of does. Like, you're missing out on Luka.
But how does Vucevic make you better next year and the year after that and the year after that?
That's why this Luka trade is so fascinating yes. because the Lakers are, they might be sacrificing this year. I'll wait and see. They're still 9 games over 500. They're the 5th seed right now in the Western Conference. Like, they're thinking about the future. I want the Warriors and Mike Dunleavy. And I think a lot of these players and these fan bases, they're caught between thinking about the future and the present too much. I think the Warriors have to be thinking about the future. Have to be thinking about the future. Look at the conference right now of the young superstars. Just look at it right now, Joe Shasky. 888-957-9570. Would you have traded Stephen Curry for Luka Doncic like the Lakers traded Anthony Davis for Luka Doncic? Exactly. It's all hypotheticals because obviously Luka's a Laker. It's all hypotheticals. But just look at the conference. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, number one seed, Oklahoma City Thunder.
I would put him in the quote-unquote mega superstar category right now.
And you'd put Chet in the rising star. Yes.
Sure.
Two-seeded, Memphis Grizzlies. Ja Morant is a superstar.
He's a mega superstar. Whether he plays like one, you know, because he's hurt a lot. Like, he's another guy who's hurt a lot. Yeah, he's a and I'm talking about guys who sell jerseys and put butts in the seats. That's my mega superstar.
Both young. Algorithm. Both under 30. That's where I'm going to do the under 30.
Yeah.
Houston Rockets. God, they got a lot of players.
I don't
you
think they have a mega superstar at all.
I think Amen Thompson has the potential to be a mega superstar.
He's not there, though.
He's not there?
Yeah.
You see that guy's body?
No doubt.
And incredible. Envy.
Joe, but we're a couple years away.
Yes.
Right? Like, but I'm talking Jalen Green? When I say mega superstar, I'm saying my mom knows who you are. I'm saying that, like, the 14-year-old kids have your jersey. That's what a mega superstar
is. You can see the future, though.
Yes.
The future is bright right now for the Houston Rockets.
Look, I don't even have Cade Cunningham there yet.
Exactly.
You know?
And that's the Eastern Conference. Denver Nuggets. They got a bona fide superstar, Nikola Jokic, whose game is going to be like that for the next decade because he can just be tall and big, and he doesn't have to be fast.
Seeing Luka get traded, the first thing I thought is, do we have anything that we could get for Jokic?
Right.
Do they have anything that they want? If that guy's available, is Jokic available? I'm dead serious. Is Jokic available?
Right.
Like, why not? I had no idea Luka was available Saturday morning. Did you?
No. And then you look at the Clippers, I don't really know what the future is there. But the Timberwolves still got Ant-Man. You know, the Suns got Devin Booker.
I would put Ant-Man in the mega superstar category.
And they've been struggling a little bit this year, although they're 6-4 in the last 10. They're 5 games over 500, current 7th seed. So we were talking about it all morning. The trade that literally shocked the sports landscape, if you're just waking up, if you've been under a rock, it's Spadonian with Joe Shasky. It's the Morning Roast. Yeah, no more Bonte on the Morning Roast, but he's still at 95.7 The Game. If you're just tuning in, Bonte is going to be with us every single Friday, 9 a.m. right here on 95.7 The Game. He's not going anywhere. We love Bonte. He's taking an expanded role at NBC. Joe Spadonian here. If you don't know who I am, well, you're going to get to know who I am as the shows go on. But I know it's going to be new. It's going to be different. This whole thing is new and different today. The whole theme of today has been new and different because I can't envision Luka wearing a Lakers uniform. I'm sure for a lot of Warriors fans, they want to throw up thinking about it.
It's not just Luka and AD switching teams. De'Aaron Fox is now with Victor. Like, you're looking at the next mega freak in the league who is now paired up with, I would say, an elite player. He's an elite player. I don't think he's mega superstar. If I say De'Aaron Fox, like, I think a lot of, but he's much better than the name reputation. De'Aaron Fox is an excellent player.
I think he has, he's fringe star for me, not a superstar. He's fringe star player.
Do you think him playing with the Kings has subdued his stardom?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought they were on a potential path to that in that Warriors series. Also, the future, I was like, man, you know what? maybe the Kings can be something, and then they turn into the Kings, and they might not, they might fizzle out here and not make the play-in scenario. They're 24-24, they're 5-5 in their last 10. It started off hot with Doug Christie, but we'll see with Zach LaVine, and that's something, you know, we've also been juggling, Joe Shasky. Is, are you more disappointed in the Luka Doncic thing, or does Zach LaVine going to the Kings, right? They're going to Sacramento
for nothing. The compensation,
we couldn't have gotten
package.
Him if I'm a Warriors fan right now. It's insane. Sandman's in Fremont. He wants to join in the conversation. What's going on, Sandman? Y'all, it's Spadoni and Chasky.
Man, good morning, fellas. Would I trade Steph Curry for Luka Doncic? What is this, some sort of sick joke or something? There's no way I would trade Steph Curry because, you know what? We got our four championships, right? And I know you're talking about building about the future and stuff. But let's be a little more eloquent nowadays. The world's not eloquent no more, man. You know what I mean? Let's end it on a good note. You know, I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. Look at Luka Doncic. This guy's like 80 pounds overweight. Steph Curry keeps himself in phenomenal condition. I mean, this is the type of guy you want on your team right here, man. Let's end it on a good note. You know what I mean? And if you want to think about the future, maybe we shouldn't have got rid of Bob Myers because he drafted all our guys, except for Kevin Durant. You know, we were in the draft to get these guys. He built a real franchise. You know, he wasn't trading here and there. Oh, let me get De'Aaron Fox. And let's say, let's do it the right way, right?
To be fair, they did jumpstart their whole thing by trading Monte Ellis for Bogut, and then later on, you know, acquiring Andre Iguodala. Those were established all-stars in the league. Maybe they weren't at the moment that they acquired them, but those were pretty established players, and it helped solidify what the Warriors had in place. Remember, they at one point made a move for David Lee to just be relevant.
Yeah, these are players that you need on your team. But if you're talking about superstar trade, or are we talking about or are we talking about role players? You know what I mean? We're talking about superstar trades, man. Let's keep our eloquency, man. You know, we won four championships in Oakland, California. Oakland, California's been deserted of sports teams now, man. You know what I mean? This is a Bay Area team. You know what I mean? I wish we could have kept Kevin Durant for a little longer. You know, maybe we have another one. But let's be eloquent about this, man. You don't trade Steph Curry for nothing, man.
What about
that guy
Draymond
is the face
and Wiggins?
Of the league, man.
What about Draymond and Wiggins? Where are you at on them? What if the topic gets switched to them?
Wiggins. No, I understand. Wiggins is a two-way player, but, you know, he's either on or off, right? There's no consistency with that guy, but, you know, he got him a championship. Let's not, you know, he got him one. Maybe he fell off a little bit after that championship. Who knows, right? There's a lot of hearsay on a lot of these things. But the only thing I can say, you know, you never trade Steph Curry, man. Unless Michael Jordan took a time machine and came back or something, right?
Thanks, Sandman. Appreciate you. That's Sandman out in Fremont. He's not doing it. Hey, I understand that perspective, though. The question is, would you have traded Stephen Curry for Luka Doncic? I understand that, though. Like, that was tugging at the heartstrings. Like, that was, you know what? He's established himself. They've won three championships in Oakland, one in San Francisco. He's a Bay Area guy. He unites everyone, Stephen Curry. He has so much built-up equity, Joe Shasky, for him... For them to trade,
well, Steph's unique. Steph's unique.
Like
so. Let's okay.
But Luke is also unique.
No, I know. But let's take Steph off the board.
But he doesn't have the equity built up. Obviously,
this is where I get frustrated with Warrior fans, and where I envy the Laker fans. The Laker fans are like, oh, Anthony Davis won us a championship 3 years ago. Get him out of here. We want the next 10 years. Warrior fans are sitting here like, I don't know, Wiggins, you know, he played great for a couple of months. It's got to be the right deal. Like, I envy their relentless pursuit of what's next. That to me is the thing that when I look at Laker fans and just their organization, I feel like in the Bay Area, we get a little too connected to mediocre players. And it's kind of annoying, quite frankly. Like, can't move this guy because we like him. It's like, dog, do we want to win or do we not want to win? And I know this. Lakers are all in on winning. Like the Yankees, like certain organizations, the Dodgers right now, they want to win at all costs. And they're not caught up in the feelings. Steph's unique. I'll grant everyone that. The other guy's like, come on. You guys really want to win, or do you want to win on your terms?
Well,
do you want to win on your terms?
But that's the difference between the Lakers, an established franchise, and the Warriors kind of just establishing themselves within the last decade.
Agreed.
They're new to all this. The fans are new to all this. They're not used to having, you know, Magic Johnson and then Shaq and Kobe. Like, that's never happened. Chances are they're going to have Stephen Curry, and it's going to be a long time before they get someone else. That's...
But that's the reality for the rest of the NBA, not named the Lakers. Hey, we're up against it. Dave in San Francisco will get to you on the other side, plus your chance to win a spot at the knockout tournament. We'll have details on that. We're going to give out the keyword on the other side, plus some interesting sound you want to hear, again, from Screamin' A. Smith, as some call him. He had some interesting thoughts on who LeBron should want to waive his no-trade clause for at this point. He doesn't think he should stick on the Lakers. Maybe a team here in the Bay Area would interest him. We'll get to that on the other side, but first, the injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Yeah, the Warriors have a game tonight. I don't know if you guys knew this. They play the Magic. It's right here on 95.7 The Game. Coverage of that starts at 6 with the
Warriors
Live.
Can't wait to watch that.
Hey, I love Paolo Banchero.
No, it's going to be awesome.
He's a paisan.
Well, and Franz Wagner.
Well, Jalen Suggs be on the court tonight. He is questionable for tonight's contest between the Magic and Warriors with a quad injury. Suggs has been dealing with a quad injury since January 25th against the Pistons. He has missed the last three games for the Magic. The Injury Report is brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. More of your calls, more of your texts. Would you have traded Stephen Curry for Luka Doncic? 888-957-9570. Plus, giving out the keyword for the knockout tournament. And the GOAT is joining us. 8:30, Jerry freaking Rice on the Boxer, River Island's guest line, I should say. Jerry freaking Rice coming up in 30 minutes. It's Spadoni, it's Shasky, it's the Morning Roast. It's 95.7 The Game.